I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to 5 things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi ladies, we're bang in the middle of the corona lockdown and today I'm coming to you from my bedroom. Unfortunately, due to the lockdown, the Fever FM studios where I generally record all my episodes are currently closed. And so, here I am at home recording this. Just as a disclaimer, if you hear any random background noises, please excuse me. I do have 2 very demanding cats and they might just decide to make a guest appearance on the show. So, yeah, just so you know. How's the lockdown going for you guys? It's been a week for me and honestly, it's quite a strange feeling. Everything has slowed down. There's so much free time. Something that I've always craved, but now that I have it, I don't know what to do with myself. I mean, between bartan washing and my freelance gigs, time to cut jata hai. But still, there's so much of it. And suddenly, it's so quiet and peaceful. It's beautiful, but at the same time, it is a little strange and daunting. All of these things could make us slow and lethargic and sleepy, and we don't want that, right? So here are 5 things I'm doing to cope with the lockdown. First, having a schedule. For this, I turned to my best friend and work from home champion, Garima Kapoor. Garima is a doctor cum writer who works from home full time and is also pursuing a Doctors Without Borders course about infectious diseases. Kaam bhi, padhai bhi, awesome bhi. This girl not only manages it all, but rocks it so hard. So according to Garima, have a schedule, but don't kill yourself over it. Instead, have a checklist of things that need to get done and make a loose outline of how your day should go. Just like you have good days and bad days at work, productive and not so productive days. Some days you'll be bang on time, others you might get late to work. Similarly, stuff happens at home, so don't fret it. Another suggestion from my favorite rockstar, allot the hardest, most annoying and most urgent job for the morning so that it's out of the way, out of your mind, and you can get on with the rest of your day unpressured. Second is to upskill. Now everyone and their uncle is offering a free course at this point and the paid ones are also extremely heavily discounted. In fact, did you know that even most of the Ivy League schools are offering free courses right now? You guys should check that out. Take this downtime to upskill. The reason why I'm recommending this is because not only will it hold you in good stead once you do get back to work, it'll keep your brain sharp and it'll give you a sense of purpose every single day. Third is creativity. For those of us who have super stressful jobs with absolutely no time to ourselves, those of us who are taking this time to absolutely shut our minds off, I would suggest try doing something creative. Either you can learn singing or an instrument, or you could do some artwork. YouTube has plenty of videos for beginners. And there are also adult coloring books, did you know that? My creativity comes out of the camera. I love taking advanced self-portraits. And if you follow me on my Instagram account, that is at theraithsoda.pop.love, you'll know that a lot of my photos in the past few months have been taken by me. Of course, you don't have to photograph yourself. Everyday things can be photographed beautifully as well. Now, there are two reasons why I'm asking you to do this. A, it's an activity that occupies your mind without stressing it. You'll be engrossed in doing something that will require absolutely no brain power. And once you come out of it, it'll just feel so nice and relaxing. And B, the feeling that you get after having created something, it is unmatched. So try making something creative today. Fourth, let's talk about exercising. Now let's face it, house arrest means we're either lounging on our beds or our sofas. And our area of movement is limited to our homes, and that too maybe not all parts of it. So what I would suggest is that you make a time slot and get your body moving. We don't want our bodies wasting away now, do we? And we all could use that endorphin high, right? Right now, there are a million fitness classes taking place online. Everything from Bhangra to Pilates is just a couple of clicks away. For me, I like to step out for a quick walk. I know, we're not supposed to be getting out of the house, right? But at 1 a.m. with only the collies, stray dogs for company, it's more isolated than schools during summer vacations because even the guards are asleep. Lastly, please take this time to connect. Pick up the phone and call friends that you usually don't have the time to catch up with. Video call them or have group hangouts so that your school gang can catch up on the latest gossip. Connect with people you love and care about, but also take the time to connect with yourself. Slow down and spend time with your thoughts. Assess where you stand in your life, whether you're happy or not, whether the direction your life is heading in is where you want it to go or not. You can meditate or you can journal. Or you can just sit in silence and talk to yourself. Whatever way you choose to do it, it should be done now. Because there's enough time for all of us to not only assess where we stand, but also to change direction if we're unhappy. Or figure out ways to amplify what brings us joy. Currently, I'm doing a 21-day meditation challenge that is being hosted by Utkarsh. Now, I randomly found him on Instagram on the day that he announced the challenge and signed up for it without thinking twice. It's been 4 days now and I feel absolutely amazing. If you're interested, go follow his page on Instagram at @thesoultrails to know more. So that's it from me for today. I do hope that you guys found some useful tips on how to spend this time during lockdown and keep yourself positive. I would love to know how you guys are killing your time. So please DM me your suggestions on Instagram at @theraithsoda.pop.love or tweet me at @theraithsoda_pop_love. That wraps up our last episode of season 1. Thank you guys so much for listening and I will see you soon. Until then, keep thriving.
So, that's it from me. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my show to stay up to date with all the upcoming episodes. There are some fun ones lined up. To listen to more interesting podcasts about various topics, do log on to hdsmartcast.com. And you can also share your thoughts and suggestions about today's episode on Instagram at @theraithsoda.pop.love. And Twitter at @soda_pop_love or @HDSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
I'll see you guys next time with a brand new season. Until then, keep thriving.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.